This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
He's a 28-year-old local resident, and my understanding was he served some time in the Marine Corps, 4 years active duty, and several years of reserve time after that. He was a machine gunner. Outside of that, we've had a few contacts with him, but nothing that even would remotely suggest this kind of behavior.
Wow, what a somber day for the people in Thousand Oaks, California. Talking about the gunman you just heard there, one of the sergeant actually from Ventura County, talking about the fact that the gunman was a machine gunner and he's a former Marine, killing 12 people in a Southern California bar. He had met with a mental health specialist in April, and it's so incredibly sad that here we go again, opening the show with some horrible tragedy and people that are just astonished by what happened when suddenly, in an instant, their loved one is gone, and all they've done is gone to a local watering hole on a special college night, no less. So let me tell you a little bit about what happened. And I have a good friend, my friend Annie, who's been on the show before, who lives in Thousand Oaks, and several other people that I'm friendly with also who live about a mile, 2 miles from the place. And when I was just in California, we drove by it. So needless to say, I'm familiar with that area. But having said that, Ian David Long, 28 years old, served in Afghanistan, as I mentioned, with the Marines. I guess he was acting somewhat bothered and irrational is what they're saying. A mental health specialist, I mentioned that already, with a crisis team met with him. Felt he might be suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. After they spoke with him, they decided not to detain him under the laws that allow for temporary detention, by the way, of people with psychiatric issues. So here we go, 7 months later, you know, they run into him again, this time a mass shooting. He was identified by police on Thursday as the man, the gunman, who killed the 12 that I mentioned at a sudden spree of violence at Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks. Survivors of the shooting said the gunman was dressed in black. He was wearing glasses. He shot a security guard outside and then shot a young woman who was working at the counter just inside the door. Oh, it just breaks your heart. One of the victims was the Sergeant Ron Hellis, who was fatally shot when he went into the bar and tried to stop the rampage. So he was a hero in my mind. What was he armed with? He had one handgun. He had a legally purchased 45 caliber Glock. That was at the scene. He used an extended magazine in the shooting. They don't have a motive yet for this. And then he died of what they believe to be a self-inflicted gunshot. So he was a frequent visitor to the bar. That would be the connection. You know, why that bar? He was somebody who went to that bar. And some of his friends say, yeah, we'd go there together. They would hang out there. And we, you know, he would sometimes end up dragging us there. So, you know, it was one of these places where a lot of local people went, and they had all different kinds of nights and themes and stuff. And this happened to be a college country night. So there were a lot of people from the community were there. And think about that. A lot of people in their early 20s. And he was in the Marine Corps, like I mentioned. He went to Afghanistan from November 2010 to June 2011. I mean, just absolutely horrible. We are left with the same feeling in the pit of our stomachs of it's a tragedy. He lived with his mother. He frequented the place. People said nice things about him, although a neighbor said that his mother told him she was concerned about her son, but not worried about her safety and didn't think that something like this was going to happen, not in that kind of fear. Wow. I mean, just incredibly sad and speaks volumes to where we're at again. And I'm very grateful that everybody I know was fine. You know, nobody I know happened to be there. They have been there in the past. It's one of those random things. You just never know. I mean, you hear about people, you know, screaming and trying to run for cover, but it's too late. And boy, 3 minutes of terror, and then that's it. And it's the victims to me. You hear about the victims, you see their young, pretty faces, and you think, wow, they had their whole life in front of them. And that's just absolutely terrible, despicable. You know, there's all kinds of things we can say about it, but it doesn't bring any of those people back. That's for sure. All right, so we are in the wake of what just happened in this past election. Democrats not happy with the results, and they're sending apparently a ton of lawyers to Florida. Republicans are saying, whoa, 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 you're trying to steal the Senate race. So Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Republican, responded that the other party isn't playing fair. When he was asked about it, he was tweeting this out: fewer than 17,400 votes out of the more than 8.1 million cast, a lot, separate Republican challenger Governor Rick Scott over Democratic Senator Bill Nelson as of Thursday afternoon. I mean, that margin is crazy, 0.25. Wow. So that does dictate a hand recount of the ballots that showed either no vote or more than one vote cast in the Senate race. The totals could change before Saturday when counties submit preliminary unofficial results to the state. You know, it's like always, and a lawyer used this term, it is, it's like a jump ball in Florida. What is going on in the Sunshine State? There's always some hinky weird thing, but if it's that close, it's you know, that close. Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez, he was asked by one of the millions of reporters, or hundreds of reporters anyway, at a Christian Science Monitor breakfast, what, you know, what help the party is giving to Nelson. And he said, we got these myriad of lawyers who are down there, and they're working on the recount. So, you know, and they're accusing the Republicans of voter suppression. They said that's part of their playbook. Isn't this interesting that it's come down to that? I mean, remember, it's funny, I'm thinking of hand ballots, you know, counting them, the recount. In 2008, the battle for Minnesota, Senator Al Franken's close election, that was handled the same way, where, you know, you had to go painstakingly through them. And, you know, the number of provisional ballots outstanding in Florida is unknown. If the total ends up being similar to the 25,000 cast in 2016, by the way, that's a huge potential gain. So the story never ends. We'll see. We'll see what happens in this case with Rick Scott. Is it Rick Scott, or, you know, where do we go from there? Robert Mueller, of course, he features heavily in the conversation now about what's going to happen with the Russia investigation. And Mueller is marching forward at this point. There doesn't seem to be any kind of a, there doesn't seem to be any kind of a timeline where this is going to be over, and the questions abound as to, now with Jeff Sessions gone, what does that mean with you know, an interim attorney general? And the answer is, we don't know what the answer is. Don't you love that? It's the waiting game. But we've been waiting for this for a long time. If there's something there, there, I've said this before, then let's see it. Let's see what it is. What is it that's out there that we're not familiar with, that we don't know? You know, what's underneath the hood, so to speak. All right, hang with us when we come back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney coming up. We're going to hit the mailbag. We're doing our mailbag segment actually in segment 3. Continuing the conversation, I got some new information on the Marine, who's the Thousand Oaks gunman who visited the site of the shooting where he killed the people and then killed himself, it looks like, and it was chaotic apparently inside that bar. People were scrambling to get to safety, but really a sad note on this, and I want to make sure, because I think it's about the victims, and I want to make sure that I recognize this Sergeant Ron Hellis. Someone was just telling me about him. He was killed in the Thousand Oaks attack, and he was trying to save people. You know the sad story here. He was going to retire. He was set to retire soon. And, he gets killed at the Borderline Bar and Grill. He was one of the first guys through the door. He was shot several times. He tried to stop the rampage. He's a hero. And he died. And he died at the hospital. And the police, of course, the sheriff's department and police and then everyone in law enforcement in that area, so choked up about losing Ron. And they say, you know, he was this guy where he really wanted to help people, and of course, and he would go to the gym and work out with his buddies, and he would do so many nice things for so many people in the community, and they did a hearse escort with several officers on motorcycles. They took his body from Los Robles Hospital to the county medical examiner's office, and people lined parts of the route watching the procession and saluting, and some took pictures with cell phones, and one woman held out a U.S. flag, and I saw pictures of that procession, and actually it was incredibly heart-wrenching. I mean, he really was the true cop guy. He really was. And, you know, before the shooting, he had even spent the night backing up some fellow deputies on calls. So, you know, he heard the, you know, he got the call like everybody else, and he went to respond. And he was a guy who was so passionate about, I said this before, I just got this note from a friend of mine, that he had a private business where he taught gun safety to people who were seeking to carry, you know, permits to carry concealed weapons. And he was a firearms instructor for the sheriff recruits at basic training. Wow. He had a son, and he spent a lot of time with his son fishing in the Sierras, and really got to be tough for this family, because of all the things that can happen when you're in law enforcement, and you always know when you walk out the door, there's a danger. But they're not expecting that, that's for sure. Not expecting that at all. All right, we're going to talk about a couple of other things, too, related to that. And I said that, you know, without a doubt, the one constant is, it's, to me, the victims that we don't, you know, always talk about enough, because I can't imagine being a parent, being related, being a friend, and getting that call about my friend not surviving it. And you had some pretty young people in there. It was a college night where that was the idea. It was a community. Like, the bar was about, hey, let's bring this community and let's bring that community in, and let's bring another community. And they were doing that pretty well. So it was a known place. And that's what happened there, that you had so many people. You had people that were trying to help people. And they say, look, he just came out of nowhere. They didn't, of course, they're not expecting that. He just came out of nowhere and started shooting. And there was one person who described seeing a bearded man walk in and shoot a woman who was behind the counter. And said, I see her every single time. I don't know her name, but she's somebody that I make contact with at the Borderline Bar and Grill. And they say they're in shock. And this Taylor Von Malt, who 21, was dancing, and she heard what sounded like a balloon popping. She's been all over the tube talking about it. And she tripped on her way out the exit, and there were others trying to escape that kept running over her, but she finally got up, and she ran to a nearby apartment, because he was apparently just shooting everywhere and at everything. People were trying to hide in silence when he ran toward the back of a door of the bar and warned, you know, people were warning that the gunman was coming, and then some people could escape, and then others just couldn't make it out. I mean, what a very hard, sad scene to know that you don't want to leave people behind, but you're barely even getting out, and then you're making that decision. What do you do? And I have a friend, and I'll have him on. He's a police officer. And he talks about this. He talks about safety, and he says, run. He says, never, especially in any kind of an open situation where you think, well, maybe if I just can hide, he says, never, ever, 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 ever hide, because you have a better shot of surviving it. Or maybe if enough people were ganged up on the gunman, you might have a chance in that direction. But really, it's about zigging and zagging, like I say here on the show. But it's like when you run, running in that kind of a pattern to try to escape all of that, what's coming at you, I guess. So it's a very weird time for California, because now you've got that in Thousand Oaks, and then you've got these fires that are bubbling up. And, you know, not that they're that this is unusual for California. We know that, that Californians are huge. So you have campfires tearing through California towns and evacuation routes get clogged and first responders are worried if they can even get in. I was looking at some of the footage of that and that was pretty scary. So it's the same thing of what's the escape route in a much different sense, fleeing flames. And it's pretty rough because while so much of the country, or some of the country anyway, is getting ridiculous amounts of rain, they're not getting a lot of rain in California. It's almost like a, you know, the happy rain dance when they get rain. So the campfires in Butte County, it's just north of the state capital, give you a sense of this, in Sacramento, and it burned through about 18,000 acres. This is just from Thursday night, and it's 0% contained. So that means you got to get people out. And you've got people injured. You have people that are injured. You have two firefighters that got injured. There are some fast-moving flames here. The town of Paradise, California, which is pretty small, it's got like 27,000 people, that they were evacuated. And you see the dark clouds hanging over the highway, and you can tell that, it, I mean, this is ripping up houses, just absolutely ripping up houses. Wow. Crazy. I want to go into a different subject here for a second because so many of you have emailed me about this because you vape and you say it's a way to keep you off of nicotine and it's much better for you. And we've had people on talking about e-cigarettes and we've talked about what the FDA is going to do. Well, the FDA is alarmed by the amount of vaping that's happening among minors, especially in high school that's going on, etc. So they're about to throw down some pretty severe restrictions on the sale of e-cigarette products throughout the U.S. And it's going to have an impact on that industry that has been a boon to many people's pockets and it has just exploded. I mean, everywhere I go, I see people honestly vaping. So as soon as the next week, they're talking about the FDA commissioner, Scott Gottlieb, announcing a ban on the sale of most flavored e-cigarettes in tens of thousands of convenience stores and gas stations across the United States. They're also going to have rules like age verification. So just like cigarettes, it would be like that. And they've been collecting a lot of information on this. And it's crazy. Some of the preliminary government data shows that e-cigarette use is up 77% among high schoolers. I talked about that. My nephew's in high school, and that's what a lot of them are doing. 3.5 million children vaping in 2018, up 1 million from 2017. I don't know. How do you feel about vaping and e-cigarettes and the e-cigarette industry? I know some people who have made a fortune in that industry, but hey, I'm a capitalist, and if the product's there and you develop it and it's out there, it's out there. But now they're saying, okay, we need some restrictions on this. This is supposed to be, you know, something that's going to be helpful, but now we're seeing these kids and what they're doing to it. And is a new generation getting addicted to nicotine? What is the whole vaping, you know, what is vaping showing us? I don't know, and maybe some of you vape. If you're listening to me and you vape and you see the real benefits of it or you just like it, send me an email. I'm curious. KateDelaneyRadio.com, KateDelaneyRadio.com. And I know some people who do it, and it is addicting to them. They like it. It's their choice. And they say, well, if you drink, do I say, no, you can't drink? And that's what they're liking it to and saying that it would be worse with cigarettes. All right, we're going to jump into the mailbag. That's happening on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Day heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The frantic radio calls began in Thousand Oaks, California, right before 11:30 on Wednesday night.
We got multiple people down. We need a lot of ambulances first.
The Borderline is a popular country western bar.
We were at the bar, you know, having fun, dancing, and then all of a sudden you hear like the bang bang of the gunshot.
I heard the shots. And I just, everyone kind of just got down and started freaking out, running around.
The gunman, Ian Long, then turned the gun on himself. His neighbors say he was always angry.
He wouldn't come out of the house that much, and when I did see him drive by, I'd wave at him. He would not wave back.
The 28-year-old served in the Marines as a machine gunner. 12 people died in the mass shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, broadcasting from actually the specific place is the Gaylord right by the Potomac. It's beautiful. They have a huge Christmas show here, and I watched them go through their rehearsal. So it's not even up yet, and I got to see them do the rehearsal, which was really, really cool. In fact, if you go to Kate Delaney fan page, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, it took me for a second to think of that, Facebook, you will see the light show there. So just like me on that page, and I've mentioned I was going to start putting up more about the show and where I'm broadcasting and all that stuff and give you some good behind the scenes, and I'm going to start to do that especially next week, but I'll put up some of that rehearsal video. It's so, so cool. All right, not cool, and many of you already reacted to this, is what happened in Thousand Oaks, California. And so as we dive into the mailbag, let's go here first. This one is from Shalise, who says, "Hi, Kate Delaney. I don't know if you remember me. I met you one time when you were out speaking. And I have to say, I've been listening to the show, and it seems like too often, and you said it many, many times, we're talking about some sad shooting. It's a young white guy who's come back disillusioned from the war with PTSD, or he's lonely, or there's some other theory as to why it's happening. And it breaks my heart for all the people who are killed. And then you hear mostly stories about either the guy was a loner or the guy was a nice guy. But regardless, what do we do to end the insanity? I mean, he's 28. He takes his life. He takes the lives of 12 people, including a sheriff's deputy. You've said it before. You can't get it back. I wish I knew the answer to that question. I wish I knew what the answer was. How do we stop that? You know, we say mental health. One thing I do think is we don't do enough to help people with mental health. And why? Because people can't be free about the struggles sometimes with anxiety or something else that's going on. And I've seen some wonderful doctors at the VA, and I've also seen people get shoveled through the VA. And some of that is because, you know, they go in, they get medication, and then they go. They go in, they get medication, and then they go. And what kind of groups are there? What kind of help is there? You know, the one thing I think we can do as a people is look, the people around you, pay attention. Pay attention to the signs. Try to get them help. You can't force somebody. But if you see something that seems off, I mean, why not help your friend anyway? So in this case, you know, there were people around him that said they liked him, that he would take them out to the bar where he went, and ended up shooting the people. And, you know, it is... awful. This is awful. I don't have any great words for this. I mean, I'm always at a loss of words for this. And I had just been, and I just stayed in Thousand Oaks, California, and went by that bar. I totally know where it is, which, who cares, except for it's familiar in my mind. And I do have about 4 really close friends who live right in the heart of that area. So it's just absolutely awful. They're going to a college night, so it was inviting that particular group in. And he had seen a mental health specialist. And you know that mental health specialist has to be racking their mind of what happened, what did I miss, what didn't we do. What about the mother of the shooter, of, you know, Ian David Long, who served our country and had friends? Wow. Okay, I don't want to get too far down the rabbit hole, because quickly there's some other emails. Here's another email on that shooting. This one is from Joe, and Joe says, "Kate, I just think, honestly, nobody wants to talk about the guns. I get it. You say you're for safe gun ownership and for people really knowing how to work their weapons, use them, that kind of stuff. I agree. But if it comes to semi-automatic weapons, if we're talking about these AK whatevers, give me a break. Nobody's killing Bambi that way. We need to do away with them. And listen, I'm not anti-gun. In fact, I have concealed carry, so maybe I'm going against the grain by saying that, because people always make this comment that it's a slippery slope. BS to that. Less bullets, less chance of somebody opening up and firing, and really just crucifying all these innocent people. You see these young people, and it is shocking to see it. It is absolutely shocking. All right, you know, you said it best. I agree that you're right. I'm for responsible gun ownership. I mean, here you say you have conceal and carry. I think there should be more questions about these bump stocks and all that other kind of stuff, because, again, less less chances of how quickly you can get that thing going. Maybe there's more of a chance someone tackles them, gets them down, because you're always going to have somebody that is not right, and there's always the possibility. We do not live, we don't live in a place where we can be in a bubble 100% of the time. We already all know that. And what do? When you go into public places, you look around, you try to stay safe. Do you think these people at that bar are thinking about that? No. If I had a kid that was college age and they were saying, hey, Mom, I'm running down the street to be with someone, no, I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking, hey, have a good time. We're down the street. And that was the case. There was a lot of community people. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Joe, and Joe says, Kate, what's the deal with Sarah Sanders and this whole thing of Jim Acosta, the CNN reporter, and this propaganda nonsense, this back and forth? I have to tell you, it's like juicy, crazy gossip, and I'm never into this stuff, but it's just kind of wild seeing it. I think what you're talking about is that obviously the White House is having a problem with Jim Acosta, the CNN reporter, but they're trying to make a case for why he shouldn't have a hard pass and all that kind of stuff. So Wednesday night, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tweeted a video of this episode involving Jim Acosta, the White House chief correspondent for CNN, and in it he's seen kind of rebuffing a press aide's attempt to take a microphone out of his hands. And they say, experts are saying it was altered to exaggerate the aggressiveness of the actions. And I think that's what you're talking about. So visual propaganda is what it's being called, visual propaganda, because it's like speeding up the movement of his arms when the aide grabs the mic. And the video tweeted by Sanders also eliminated the comment, I guess, that he made to the person who was getting the mic, where he said, pardon me, ma'am, and he was continuing to question the president. Obviously, there's a problem between the White House and Jim Acosta. We absolutely know that, right? And I think this is going to go on for a while. This isn't ending anytime soon. It's not. And we've had other cases, by the way, of altering photos and videos, and we can have a whole show on that, you know, where we go back and forth about what was this made to look like and what was cut down and all that other sort of stuff. But like I said, this squaring off is not stopping. It's not. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Phil, who says, Kate, I've emailed you a couple of different times. I'm in Florida. Rest assured, you have a ton of fans in the great state of Florida. I know you talk about going there and family and stuff, and no wonder why you feel so comfortable and we feel comfortable with you. And here's the deal. I don't know if you saw this or not, because we look at the Supreme Court. We just went through what happened in those hearings and I like that. What happened in those hearings and the filling the vacancy. And now you've got Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who apparently fell, and she can't be long for being in the position that she's in. What do you think? Well, I think that, yes, I think the fall, I actually was looking for info on the fall today because I heard it. Somebody sent me a text saying, hey, did you see this by chance about Ginsburg? And I hadn't seen it. They had already jumped on it. So, yeah, anytime we're talking about her health, that is scary. And she's at that age where, and many of you know this in the audience, whether it's yourself or it's your family, someone in your family, and when they get older, the concern is always the falling. But apparently they say she's going to be okay. So there's the good news on that. But the whole thing with the Supreme Court and the balance of the Supreme Court and what happened last time out, it is interesting to watch because the makeup of it is going to get, there's going to be a settling of that eventually because some of the deeper ages are now moving off the court, those that are, you know, older, for various reasons, obviously, and whether it's retiring out, I guess we'll call it that, or unexpected death, which is what we, you know, saw. All right, here's another one from Mac, who says, Kate, have you noticed that Christmas is up everywhere? Oh, have I noticed, brother. I'm at the Gaylord, and I think I mentioned this. They're doing their rehearsal for their Christmas show, lights, and all the Here Comes Santa Claus, and every Christmas carol you can think of being played. I mean, Christmas lights up everywhere, and that's actually not considered to be that early. So right as soon as Halloween comes, Christmas comes. And, oh, yeah, in between there's this thing called Thanksgiving. And then the stores release when they're having their sales. And I don't know. The thing to me, and I get it, if you can get some great bargain, you have a big family and you're trying to save money any way you can, but there's just something about shopping on Thanksgiving night that's like buggy to me. Thanksgiving to me is my favorite holiday when my mother was alive and when I was a kid and when I'd come back home and you would just relax, you'd watch the football game or talk or do whatever. And I can't imagine scurrying. Of course, you know, you run out to get little things here and there, but I can't imagine scurrying out to go and start working on a Christmas list. All right, on that note, thanks for all the emails. Stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We wrap up this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I'm broadcasting from Washington, D.C. I'm at the Gaylord. It's really cool where I am. I'm at the Waterfront Street Gaylord, so right there at the Potomac. It's really cool, I have to say. I mean, it's huge. These things, places are cavernous, but the people are so nice, and really, it's not outrageous. I thought, wonder, you know, with some of these hotels, is it going to be an outrageous hotel? It's outrageously gorgeous, is what it is. And I'm on the road speaking and broadcasting to you here from the Gaylord, and boy, some crazy things are going on. I'm wrapping up the hour. The gunman who served as a Marine and went and saw a mental health specialist at the VA and now kills people in a local bar and himself, it looks like, as well, including somebody who was retiring from law enforcement. And boy, it's breaking the hearts of so many people in Thousand Oaks, California. Then what's going to happen with the Russian probe? A little tiny conversation about that, because there's fear that, oh, now that's going to be over. Well, I say, let's bring it. Let's see what Mueller has. I don't know. How many years has that been? Let's see it. Let's see it. Let's see what's there. And I want to talk about a few big things. One thing that's big for me is my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, is out. It took a year and a half. Published by Forbes. It's on Amazon. You can get it there, because a lot of you have been asking me. Thank you for asking me that. If you want to know more about my background and more about how you can seriously deal your own destiny, then pick up my book. It is the inside scoop on that. I've done now more than 1,600 interviews, and I've got a copy of it as I'm sitting here, think of me on radio, with it in my hand, and I'm looking at this, and it's just amazing. It's some of the decisions that I had to make along the way, and what I think is that you have to go all in. You have to remember that patience pays, and you have to stack the deck. And how do you stack the deck? Who are the people you reach out to for help? And, you know, when we see this world that's collapsing around us with some really crazy things, I think that's part of it, that people feel lonely and they don't know who to reach out to for connection, whether it's personal or business. And when you've got mentors and you have people that are helping you, then the stuff that weighs on your mind, you can always dump off and they can help you with that. And in this case, it sounded like he, if we bounce this back to what happened in the bar in California, it sounded like he had PTSD to me. So Deal Your Own Destiny. I'll put up more about that on the Kate Delaney fan page. But when we talk about big things, so that's big in my life, but when we talk about big things, and I'm out on this book tour speaking thing, I saw a story today about Symphony of the Seas. Do you know what Symphony of the Seas is? Think about it for a second. Seas. If you were thinking cruise ship, yeah, it's at Port Canaveral, and I was looking at some of the video of this sucker. Wow. You know what it, you know how big it is? I don't know. How. It's like you'd be on the water in a floating city. It's 4 football fields long, 18 decks, 24 elevators. Wow, a 10-story slide? Are you kidding? So how many people can be there? 6,000 passengers, 2,000 crew members. I mean, it's just a monstrosity. And seeing it dock is hilarious. The ship, I guess, has been sailing for a few months. It's the first time it's ever been in the United States, because now it's going to be based out of Port Miami. It's massive. I mean, it is a massive, massive ship. And I don't know. Somebody asked me this. Would you want to go on it? Would you want to go on a cruise? And I've never been intrigued by cruises, but that's because I didn't know too many people that went on cruises. They just took a vacation and they went to where they were going. It could be interesting. I do know, I've worked with some people who take them and swear by them, that they get off, they take advantage of everything. And I guess it depends on if you want to be around a lot of people. That sounds like a lot of people to me. Or would you rather be on, you know, in a situation where it's a little bit smaller. I'll just say, for me, I don't know, maybe smaller, like those Viking River cruises. I do like the water. I love boats, but I haven't really thought about being on a cruise ship. One thing about the cruise ship is you would probably be safe from a 17-foot python. This is some other video that I saw that blew me away. 17-foot python captured in the Everglades sets a record, a Burmese python weighing 120 pounds. So have they come across this python? There's a guy that calls himself the snake hunter, Kyle Peniston from Homestead, and he's second place in snake captures with 234. What? So here's the thing. There's an organization. It's called Python Elimination, and they have eliminated about 1,900 pythons because it's been invasive. It's considered an invasive species in the Everglades. Professional python hunters were actually picked out to capture the snakes throughout southern Florida because it's that bad and that dangerous. Gosh. So when you go to Florida, you got to step over. Wait. And certain beaches, watch out for the sharks. You got to watch out for the gators. And now you got to watch out for the pythons. Pools are looking better and better to me. And then, while you have the snake hunters doing their thing in Florida, you also have the Florida monarch butterfly population that's declining. They've measured this. They did some research at the University of Florida, and they say it's declined by 80% since 2005. Monarch butterflies are pretty cool, I have to say. And they say that the caterpillars and butterflies in north central Florida, that's been happening since the 80s. They think that the culprit, why is that? It's the shrinking milkweed populations. Because there's a herbicide that's been used to eliminate weeds that's lethal to milkweed. Isn't it interesting how these things are all, like, somehow tied together? And not that I've put a lot of thought into the whole butterfly thing, but wow, fascinating that the whole milkweed, you eliminate the milkweed, not thinking about it, and of course, that's eliminated the amount of eggs that the butterfly can lay, because they lay hundreds of eggs on milkweed over their 6 to 8 week lifespan. And then if that's all discombobulated, that's why that's, you know, that's why that's happening. Another re-rack from what we talked about earlier, if you just tuned in, is what's going on in Florida. It seems like this is like the Florida section, right? Not intentionally, but Rick Scott leads Bill Nelson by only 0.18%. 0.18%. So now they're talking about that whole counting the ballots, and there isn't information. There's still, you know, there's still ballots that have to be counted in Broward, Palm Beach counties. They're still counting them. How about that? Florida requires a recount if voter margins are low, if they're 0.5% or less. And if that's the case, then this is going to drag out a little bit longer. The Florida Division of Elections data shows that Scott is leading, but not by a high percentage. So will there be enough to push him over the hump and where they don't get into that scenario? We don't know, because they still are counting some. And you thought it was slow where you went to vote. Doesn't it seem like every single election there's something going on with Florida, something? Yeah. You know the movie Top Gun? You know, we do our cheap movie reviews normally on Thursday. They'll be back again next Thursday. And especially because I'm going to a bunch of movies, I can give you really more than a cheap movie review. Cheap means I'm interested, maybe haven't seen it, going to go, and then going to give you the full-on review, by the way. But remember the famous line from Top Gun, "I feel the need for speed." Well, apparently Antonio Brown felt the need for speed. He was driving over 100 miles an hour. Wow, 100 miles an hour. And so the Steelers, who just whomped up on the Panthers on Thursday Night Football, the Steelers' wide receiver cited by police because you can't be doing that over 100 miles an hour. And the police clocked him at that because they were looking for a possible suspect in a bank robbery. They noticed Brown was speeding in his Porsche, and he was shockingly flying. Like, you couldn't even, it was like, couldn't even see him. Boom. And they didn't really have too many comments on it because, you know, he's a superstar in that area. He leads the Steelers with touchdowns and you know, he's vital to what happens, crucial to the Steelers offense, but he decided that he was going to really tear it up, I guess, and they did cite him, but over 100 miles an hour in his Porsche. Maybe he was late for practice, I'm not sure. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Appreciate you. Remember, you can always go to katedelaneyradio.com and let your thoughts flow. Just click on contact. Make it count, everybody.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.